Ben, let me turn to you first, and since that we're talking about speaking Shakespeare, give us a quick blast of how Shakespeare would have sounded in the Elizabethan times.
Of course. Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene, from ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil lands unclean. From forth the fatal lines of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured, piteous overthrows doth with their death bury their parents' strife.
And that's a real sort of mix of accents. You've been explaining in the seminar that Elizabethan voice there is a real sort of mixture of tones.
Yeah, well, there was no standard accent as we know it. I mean, we know received pronunciation from 200 years ago. But back in Shakespeare's time, London was a real melting pot of accents. King James would have had a Scottish accent. Sir Walter Raleigh would have sounded Devonish. Shakespeare himself was from Warwick. And when you hear that, the OP, as we call it, the original pronunciation, everybody seems to get a resonance from it. Americans say I can hear American in it. And Irish people say, it sounds a bit Irish. And of course, it does have all those things because all those accents came from London.
And how does that affect how you would play Shakespeare on the stage, then?
Well, the main way it affects the way you play Shakespeare is it speeds you up. Because it seems to be a quicker accent. It's not as strict or as formal in the mouth, and it's got an earthier quality too, so it speeds you up. When the Globe did a production of Romeo and Juliet a few years ago, they choreographed the dance where Romeo and Juliet first meet to the text. When they performed it in original pronunciation, the text was so much faster, it finished way before the dance did, and so just in terms of speed and lightness, it helps.
And it affects our understanding as well, that you were explaining.
Well, yeah, absolutely. There's a great example in As You Like It, when Jaques has just met Touchstone in the forest. And he says, I met a fool in the forest. And he talks about a joke that Touchstone makes. He says, thus we may see how the world wags. 'Tis but an hour ago since it was 9, and after 1 hour more 'twill be 11, and so from hour to hour we ripe and ripe, and then from hour to hour we rot and rot, and thereby hangs a tale. And Jaques says that made him laugh so hard, his lungs crowed like Chanticleer. Well, there's nothing very funny in that, until you realise that in OP, hour would have been pronounced or, which is the same pronunciation as whore. So then when you hear it, thus we may say, quotha, how the world wags. 'Tis but an hour ago since it was 9, and 'twill be 1 hour more, and after 1 hour more 'twill be 11. And so from hour to hour we ripe and ripe, like rape and rape, and then from hour to hour we rot and rot, and thereby hangs a tale. So it's a very bawdy joke, but it doesn't come across unless it's in OP.
So what benefits do we have of speaking Shakespeare then in an Elizabethan voice, if you like, or what do we miss out on having a clipped English accent to well, performance?
I would say, I mean, when you go to, let's say, the Shakespeare's Globe, you're in as close as an original setting as the plays would have been in. I very strongly advocate using the folio text as much as possible, because again, that's as close to Shakespeare as you can possibly get. Reading Shakespeare with those oldie spellings, also it reminds you of the time that they were written in, which is 400 years ago. It's an awful long time. And I think a lot of problems with approaching Shakespeare these days is that we've got our 21st century, now I was going to say 20th century, head on our shoulders, and it's very hard to get into, for example, with Macbeth. Why are the witches scary? What to us witches are sort of green-skinned old hags with warts on their noses, but to the Elizabethans who are in the middle of the European witch craze, witches would have been terrifying for them. They've also got a Scottish king on the throne. Anything that will help you get into the mindset of an Elizabethan is only a good thing, and closer to Shakespeare, and it helps us break down the barriers, and I think OP is a very good way of doing that.
Should every production then be done in an Elizabethan voice? That is there an argument for that? We should go back to 400 years ago.
I don't. I'm very loath to say Shakespeare should be done in any particular way, other than, you know, observing the meter, because obviously it's written in meter, and to ignore it would be foolhardy. I think there are definitely advantages to doing productions in OP. It's definitely opening up the text in a way that and we're finding new things that haven't been seen before, haven't been seen for a few hundred years. But you've got Barry Rutter doing Northern Broadsides, Shakespeare in a Northern English accent. You've got Patrice here who has performed Shakespeare in his natural African accent. I think any new thing you can bring to Shakespeare, there's going to be positives and negatives to it, but I don't think it should be done in one straight way, because it dismisses so many other beautiful ways of performing it.